Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love flight delays. This is Doug Loves Travel. It's Monday, June 3rd, 2 Oceans 13, and I'm coming to you from the airport in Buffalo, New York, where I'm experiencing a slight delay getting home. As you may have already heard in your ear holes, I did a Doug Loves Movies at Comedy Bar in Toronto last Saturday night, but I also did a couple stand-up shows there, and I'll play the audio of the Leonard Maltin game from those shows in this shorty shortly. Next weekend, June 8th and 9th, I'll be at the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. Saturday at 4 o'clock, I'll be doing a Benson movie interruption at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, movie to be announced soon. And I'll be opening for Pete Holmes for two shows at the Buskirk Chumley that night. And on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m., we're going to do a Dining with Doug and Karen at the Comedy Attic. You can join us for chewing, but we'll still be doing all the chatting. Monday night, June 10th at Meltdown Comics in L.A., I'll be doing a Benson Interruption podcast with special guests, including the Machine, Burt Kreischer, powerful Death Squad. Now, Ari Shaffir versus Rob Madue at the 420 show, followed by Sean Cullen versus the audience at the 10:30 show from Toronto, where I will be back as soon as I am able. Enjoy.
Let the games begin. Take control, Toronto.
No, they haven't called them up yet. I haven't asked them to yet.
That's a great band, man.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I should say that Ari Shaffir and Rob Madue are going to select name tags from the crowd now and then they will play for those people in a spirited round of the Leonard Maltin game. What do we have for name tags? We got people with them on their
phones. It's just all phones.
It's all on their phones. How did you come up with that? Is that a hockey puck?
Jordan.
Oh yeah, she has one.
He's the Canadian version of Jordan, who always has a baseball out.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I like to go to the
Yeah, just go to the... Yeah, Ari likes to really roam the room. And on the longer episodes, this is where we would go to commercial. But on this particular one, I'll talk everybody through it. It looks like Rob picked somebody really fast.
Wow, that's a decent job. Shelly? You know what the funny thing is that Evan, my roommate, I'll make a name tag. I can pick your name tag. So that's why he taped a dick to his head. That was his name tag. But I was like, I can't take the dick that's taped to your head onto the stage.
Wait,
doesn't
he was
work.
Disrupting my show earlier to tape a dick to his head. And then it didn't even work? He didn't even get selected for being a dickhead?
No, he was disrupting for
trying to get paid. Okay, never mind. I know who that is.
Alright, so.
Take the dick off my head!
That's a sentence you don't hear very often. Fine, I'll take the dick off my head. Put it on my shoulder, where it belongs. Who are you playing for, Ari?
I'm playing for, Tasha. And Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman in the classic The Tasha Shank Redemption.
Tasha Shank.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so Tasha. And Shelley is who Rob has played for. She put her name on a paper doll thing, but then she put my head on a monkey.
Yeah.
So that's clever.
What happened to the hood monkeys?
I stopped doing that.
All right.
Because I didn't travel with them all the time, and they would make noise in my bag, and I'd spend extra time in security.
I think this girl's name is actually Tashosh.
Tashosh?
Tashosh, yeah. I'm playing for
her. How do you know her name is Tashosh?
Yeah.
So Paul says the nickname they gave her in prison.
I like to shake.
Her dancing name is Redemption. I thought I deserved more.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Thanks.
What's the weirdest stripper dancer name you've encountered? This is stripper capital of the world, right?
No, Montreal. Well, actually, Windsor, where I'm from.
is the stripper cow. Is anyone from Windsor here? Oh, don't go fuck yourself. You're gonna do Windsor. It's already bad enough. Windsor was the cancer capital and the strip club capital of Canada.
Wait, what? Cancer?
Yeah, a lot of cancer.
is there a nuclear power plant or something?
It's all car factories, so we've created some sort of like dome, atmospheric dome around the city. It's like an experiment that we're doing. It's not going well.
Maybe they could keep all the cancer there.
Yeah, that's what the hope is. We can contain it in the small area.
Very altruistic, yeah.
And then they have a bunch of ladies who can dance for treatment money, so that works out perfectly. That was the logical conclusion to where this was going, wasn't it? We'll see where else it possibly could have went.
I thought of a place it could have gone. You could have said, and the strangest stripper name was a girl named Chemo.
Yeah. It's nice when it all comes together.
It really is. All right, guys, you've played this before on some of my various shows.
Yeah.
I think, Rob, you played it in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yes, that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Going back there.
I got one of my favorite movies wrong, Friday the 13th. Couldn't get it. One of my favorites. Nothing. So you have a great shot, Shelly.
Sorry, Shelly. Yeah. Sorry, Shelly. The Shanker's going to win.
Yeah. Shaker.
I would like to also warn Toshosh that I'm also not good at remembering names of movies. If also I'm not good at remembering movies themselves.
This is gonna be exciting.
Yeah, I'm good at this game.
For a bit.
All right. Since Rob is our host, he lives in our host country. Ari, let's. Go ahead and...
We're staying in his basement.
Let's go ahead and let him pick a category, and I'll give you three options. Would you like Afterbirth, and that's Will Smith movies after Jaden Smith was born. You have my permission to die, which I should say like this. You have my permission to die. And that's Batman actors who died in other movies that are not Batman movies. So Christian Bale, Adam West, George Clooney, Val Kilmer, or Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you all of them.
Yeah.
And then your third option is... So underscore Verdelicious suggested Depp Perception, and that is movies where Johnny Depp wears glasses.
Do you sit at home all day and just go over your...
I get so many submissions. Yeah, and I just favorite the ones that I, you know, like in the moment. It's all on my whims, you know, but I try to pick ones that will get a laugh like that one.
Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah. If we don't pick it, it served its purpose.
It did.
Yeah.
It served a great purpose.
I'm not going to pick it, but I'm glad you all enjoyed it. I'm also not going to pick the Batman one just because I felt condescended towards that you named all the Batmans. So I'll go with Afterbirth based on it being the most challenging and I'm stupid.
Hey, you know what? Since I condescended you so hard just now, repeat to me the five people who have played Batman.
Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Adam West.
Nice!
I mean, sort of
I will never condescend to you again. No, that was sweet. Ari couldn't have done it.
Fuck no!
Even after I just said it. Yeah.
I'm like, the new guy is really good. And then, who's the one where, that's how I answer a lot of
the
questions.
The nipple suit?
Who's the one that, and then he was in the other movie with the girl, she was the girl from Tootie, and then they did...
Oh, Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
The girl from Tootie?
Yeah, I mean, the guy was in the TV show with one of the people from Facts of Life.
He was with all of
George
them.
Clooney, yeah.
He was on Facts of Life, I think.
Like,
wasn't he?
No.
He wasn't? He was on Roseanne.
No, not Roseanne. He was on the other one.
He was on Roseanne. But he was also... What? He played Booker on Roseanne.
Oh, really?
Some nerdlet in the front just said that. Is that a good name for girl nerds? Nerdlets?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, Rob, you get to pick a category. I mean, a year. You get to pick a year. You pick the category. And again, I apologize for condescending.
I thought Bookman was the fat black guy.
Booker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that who Oprah was married to?
I don't believe she's ever been married, but his name was what's Stedman.
Oh, that's not even remotely close. I don't know why that was Booker.
Yeah, that's racist.
Yeah.
All right, your options are the year 2000 or the year 2004?
2004. Does anyone pick the old one ever?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
2004.
Sometimes they do. Because they get inside my head and they realize that, you know, the more recent one might actually be the more difficult one.
More obscure.
This movie is from 2004?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not that I have to tell a Canadian audience to not yell out answers. You know what? I don't have to tell you. I don't know why I just started to say that. Did you guys find that when you were doing your sets earlier this evening? That, I mean, Rob, you live here, but
yeah.
It's even when rhetorical questions get silenced in Canada because everyone's just like so polite and just like, well, you know, do your fucking act. We're not here to. I'm here for a quiz.
You're in Toronto. You go to Windsor. Excuse me, patients are shouting.
Well, yeah, they're shouting and coughing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's not the answer: a cure to this horrible disease.
And that was a stripper.
Yeah.
Correct.
Can't believe I paid $20 for this dance. All right. We reached out
to that. Lap dances are $20 in Windsor?
No, you can get them for 10, actually.
Yeah. I was going to say, it better be cheaper if I'm risking cancer. And also, Windsor's probably not going to be happy with me that we're promoting that.
I'm now the most famous person from Windsor, so.
Where did cancer, that's the place to go.
Where did you learn that it's the number one place for cancer?
Look, you when you live in Windsor, you know the Windsor facts. You know what I mean?
So no one's going to come at me on Twitter.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Someone's going to come.
Tell that guy whose name we can't spell, so we can't tell him ourselves. What's your Twitter handle?
Rob loves arguing.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Arguing is easier to spell than your last name.
Yeah.
And there's that mystery of whether or not you should include the E.
Yeah. I thought he spells it arguing, like Patrick Ewing at the end.
1.5 stars, Rob, for this movie from 2004 from Leonard Maltin. He says this movie is about a high-powered music industry publicist. And he also says that the...
I already know it.
Do you really?
I think so.
And he says that the writer-director of this movie, this is this particular writer-director at his worst. And Leonard lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get of him, Rob, playing for Shelley?
10
at
names.
Comedy Bar.
I can get it in 10 names.
You can get it in 10. So what does that mean? From the top, do you leave off the first...
the biggest name, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just assume
you can hear everybody but the top listed person. So if you go 9, you'll hear everybody but the top 2. You're going to get this after being on the show a bunch of times.
And how many people were totally...
11.
11, you can say 10?
Yeah.
So if I said 8, that means you'll leave off the last 3.
Yeah.
I could do that. Let's go 8. Let's just get right to it.
We had already discussed putting $100 on this outside, but then realized we'd stop being funny and just start being angry.
I wish it was $100 on the line. Do you want to bet $100 still?
No. Fuck no. $100.
All right, here's your 8 names, and congratulations to Shelley. Because your 8 names are... Oh, no, you might...
I'm going to get it.
These might be...
I'm thinking of Tish. It's the only movie I know.
Wait, what's the category again? Oh, it's Will Smith movies.
Yeah, with that other guy, because I guess those going to get into a top 2, and then I never won.
Since Jaden was born.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are your 8 names.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Oh, wait, I thought you leave off the top ones.
Yeah, you did. You think correctly.
Oh, he's on fire down. Yeah!
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Oh,
clearly
no,
has a really small part in this.
Oh my.
Then your next names are Matt Damon.
What?
Matt Damon.
What's not written?
Jason Lee. Stephen Root. Mike Starr. Raquel Castro. Jason Biggs. And George Carlin. Yeah. The prizes are going to Shelley for sure. Oh, I should say what the prizes are. I've got, it's just in my pocket. I don't have an actual bag. Because I have a copy of my CD, Smug Life. And then I also have a copy of Ari Shaffir's latest CD, which is called Revenge for the Holocaust. She's going to win both, Shelley is, if you don't come up with the correct answer.
So, Matt Damon was in it too, and then Stephen Root, and then who are some of the other people you said?
George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Yeah, Jason Biggs, the Bigster.
Do you know it?
No.
I was sure it'd be Hitch. As soon as he said 2004, I was like, probably Hitch.
Is he a music?
Yeah, yeah, Hitch might have come out around that same time, maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, the music guy, the high-powered music industry publicist isn't Will Smith. It's somebody else.
You assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You generally, you don't start a review describing the 11th Bill character.
Plus, what Will Smith movie could get a star and a half? Well, fuck you, I was joking. They really turned on you there.
I have no idea.
It's Canada, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what this movie is. I have no recollection of any of those people in a movie. George Carlin was in a movie.
Dude, I believe me, I'm with you on this. I never saw this movie. I didn't know all those people were in it. But if I heard the names Jennifer Lopez, Liv Tyler, and Ben Affleck, then I would know it's Jersey Girl.
Yeah. Is it Jersey Girl?
That's according to Lynn Moulton.
All right.
He doesn't usually make shit up. Congratulations, Shelley. Where's Shelley at? Come get your stuff, Shelley. There she is. Congratulations. Thank you so much. And we'll sign those for you afterwards if you just
drag your fucking list, Shelley.
Fuck, I wish I would have put $100 on that.
Yeah, that would have been an easy hundy, man.
I really thought it was playing with you.
And let me see your name tag here. Does the Shawshank name tag have a
little bit? And it's in a booklet that kind of pulls out.
Yeah, that's very clever to keep you from reading it when you're not supposed to. And it's you know, an obvious one that I'll be happy to say at the end of the show. But let's have another round of applause for Rob Mayer and Ari Shaffir. Thanks, guys. Have fun over at the Comedy Underground tonight. My favorite club. This is my second favorite place to play in Toronto because we can't smoke in here. And as always, Rob Ford is a shithead. Shall we play a game? Yes!
Shall we play a game?
Yes, let's play.
Let's play a game.
Life is a game until you die.
That's right. Roll the dice, Bruce. You'll enjoy this game. It's called Me Punching You Senseless. And then Raping Your City, Bruce.
I like how Bane has that thing on his face that, like, you know, he needs it to breathe, right?
Yeah, it does.
He needs it to breathe right. It's basically his wife hated his snoring.
That's it.
And she's like, God damn it, you better do something about that.
Yeah, everyone in the prison was like, Bane!
Why? I can't get any. I'm just trying to sleep over here.
I don't know why I gave him a wife. His what? Wife was complaining. I meant his prison bitch.
Prison bitch. Bane!
Let's pick a name tag for you to play against, Sean. There's a lot of great stuff in the bag. You included a copy of your book. Can you describe your book for the listeners? Don't talk into your beer. Use your microphone, not your beer microphone.
Well, here's the thing. There's a desiccated rabbit someone's put on there.
She's got quite an elaborate sign.
There by the golden receiver. Yeah. It's a football and a flaccid dog.
Oh, receiver. I get it. My book is, this is called Homework for Grown-Ups. It's basically a review of everything you learned in high school, but forgot completely, and you can test yourself. But it was, I wrote the foreword for it.
Well, congratulations on that. Everybody should check it out.
You should. And also my hockey card.
Oh, yeah, your hockey card is in there.
Yes, my hockey card for my team. And I play hockey, and it's happening.
Another guy after the first show gave me a purse that has weed in it. I'm going to hang on to the
weed.
Was
he trying to persuade you of something?
No, he just gave me a purse with weed in it.
Jeez, that's weird.
And, but he said, put the purse in the prize bag so we can win this beautiful
put
purse.
Put the purse in the prize bag.
Yes.
It puts the purse in the prize bag.
So we can win this lovely clutch. And we also have, I stole another copy of Ari Shaffir's Revenge of the Holocaust. And Doug Benson's Smug Life. And also, I was recently in Knoxville, and I went to a place called Cumberland Glass, and they have lots of cool pipes and stuff, and they gave me a shirt that I'd like to pay forward and say thank you to the folks at Cumberland Glass. And Sean, pick a name tag that you would like to play against in the Leonard Maltin game.
Well, I guess I should pick you because we interacted. Daves of Thunder. That's pretty good. Daves, what is that one?
Seeking a friend for the end of the world.
And there's
a sphere of some kind. Oh, is that the volleyball from Castaway?
Milson.
His name is Matt, so he changed it to Milson.
Again,
we went through this earlier.
Again, failure for him. Sorry about that. There's some I know. Cupcakes?
Yeah. Who's got cupcakes?
Okay, I'm going to take the cupcakes just because you look hungry.
No, I don't want them. But you come up here. Yeah, come on up.
Come on up.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm so sorry, everyone who went to some effort to do these things. I apologize.
All right, okay, so just stand next to Sean. You'll share the microphone with him.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, share it with her.
Show us the cupcakes.
And,
show us the cupcakes.
Yeah, that's rude.
Angela. Shithead. Do not read aloud.
Yeah.
It says on it, do not read aloud.
Yeah.
So you have to read it aloud.
But yeah, you don't, because it's on the other side. Bless
Jesus
you.
Christ.
Wow, Sean, someone's allergic to the things that you're saying.
I know.
What's in the box? Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
Yes. Covered in icing.
And the name Angela on your cupcakes?
Yeah, she did all that herself.
All right.
And there are good flavors of cupcake as well, Angela. How long did it take you to do that?
I ordered them on
the phone. Jesus Christ. Don't sit down.
She tricked you into picking her. She deserves to be up here.
She tricked.
Oh, she doesn't really need a microphone, but...
it's okay. Leave it there. Let her have it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let her have a moment. Why don't you put those cupcakes on that stool over there so you don't have to carry them all the time?
Oh, it's her name tag.
I'm sitting on a stool like a child. Like a fool.
Hey, you're all over the place tonight.
I'm finished with that.
Look at her. She dragged this stool over. It's very, very helpful.
Sit on the edge of my seat.
Do you want to talk into your own microphone, Angela? See how that works out for you?
She's got technique.
Hi.
All right, you get to pick a category, Angela. You think you're going to be good at this?
Probably not.
Okay, that's exciting. I can't wait. Speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, what's in the box? And that's movies where Gwyneth Paltrow is pregnant. The Rice Storm, that's movies that have a wedding in them. Or Glenn So Close. And that's the films where Glenn Close was nominated for an Oscar but did not win. Which one of those do you like, Angela?
I'm
going to
take the Gwyneth Paltrow one.
Okay.
Terrible choice.
There's no bad choices. There's only choices that end up being bad. 1998.
is when this movie came out. 1.5 stars from Leonard Walton. He says about this movie that viewers could read a novel while watching this thriller and still not miss anything. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't want to give anything away. It's 97 minutes long. And Leonard lists 7 names. How many names do you think it'll take you to guess the name of this movie, Amanda? Angela?
Angela.
Amanda Jangela.
7 names.
That's a great opening bid.
I'm going to go 6.
He says 6, Angela.
I'll go 5.
Sean?
We'll name it then.
I think that's going to be the end of Angela. I apologize. But you're playing against a real tough cookie.
My cookies are so tough. Children cry at daycare.
Why did you have to say at daycare?
Because that's where they give them cookies.
Your cookies?
My cookies.
You think that a professional teacher or whoever's passing out the cookies would stop giving you tough cookies?
You don't know how cheap my cookies are. That's all that matters. Budgetary concerns.
Your 5 names are Hal Holbrook, David Thornton, Debbie Mazur, Nina Foch, Foch, and Jonathan Schech. Yeah, tough names. Not very helpful, I don't think. And those last 2 names would be helpful. But I will say that if you can just remember a movie where Gwyneth Paltrow is pregnant, then you might have the right answer. Can you think of one?
Is it Sliding Doors?
Oh, that would have been nice if it was,
but it's not. It's a John Grisham film, isn't it?
No. I don't think so. Come on, less cowbell. The last 2 names were Gwyneth Paltrow and Jessica Lange, and the motion picture was called Hush. Hush, yeah.
That is such a... That's the whole thing.
But thank you, Angela, for playing. And please, I'll say you're a shithead here at the end, but take your cupcakes back, because I'm not going to eat them.
Yeah, you should keep them.
You should keep them.
Does anyone want a cupcake right
now? Yeah, pass them out to people. Oh, look at who her shithead is. So I'll say that at the end. I think I've said that at the end of every show here.
Thank you.
It's very popular shit. Thank you, Angela. Thank you for the cupcakes.
So who's next?
Should we throw the cupcakes into the audience?
No.
Like overhand?
Are we really hard? Are we going to pick more?
We're going to pick another person. Here's how you pick somebody. Take your cupcake and throw it at the person you want to play against. And they have to use their name tag to deflect it. Don't really do that. I'm just joking around. Who would you like to play against next?
I think Dave's of Thunder.
All right, he's got a flashing sign. And you can probably just hear him from his seat. He's a big fella.
There's your microphone, sir. You're a huge man. This man is so big, he's cupping my head right now. For people who can't hear at home.
Okay, once again, if you can't hear what's happening right now...
You're really out of luck.
Dave's? Is that really your name, Dave's?
No.
Just your singular?
Yeah, just
Dave's on because it was Dave's, I think.
He's such a big guy. He's a fun hey.
Several Dave's.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dave's. You get to pick a category, Dave's. Would you like The Dark Knightley? That's movies where Keira Knightley kills someone. Or the Werner Herzog category, that's movies, motion pictures that have a colon in the title. Or the Battle of Balls Deep, and that's movies where Lord of the Ring actors have sex.
Sex or colon? I think I'll go with the colon.
Okay, a very strange sentence you just uttered. Sex or the colon? I'll go with the colon. Okay, this movie has a colon in the title. 3 stars from Leonard. 2007's the year. He says about this movie that it goes on longer than it needs to.
but it's still very entertaining. And he says that one particular actor gives a charismatic performance as a bad guy. It's a good clue. Not really. 3 stars. And the category was, there's a colon in the title, and the year is 2007, and Leonard lists 11 names. How many names will it take you, Daves?
We'll start with 10.
Oh, 9.
Wow, you're both bringing the thunder.
I'll thunder it down to 7.
Well, let's go to 6, then.
6 names, Daves. This is your chance, Daves.
Okay, I can't do
six so names.
I'll say names. I'll say
yes!
Jesus.
I got nothing on my head.
I'm rooting against you, Sean, because
I know.
It's 1,000 degrees in here. Mm-hmm. And the show's supposed to be over.
I quit.
Don't you want to hear your names?
Colin. It's over.
All right. Your 6 names are Luke Wilson.
Oh.
Luce Reigns. Vanessa Shaw. Dallas Roberts. Logan Lerman. And Alan Tudyk. Good old Tudyk is in this. Alan Tudyk. Those are your 6 names. 2007. 3 stars for Leonard.
And it was a charismatic bad guy.
Mm-hmm. And goes on for longer than it needs to, but it's still very entertaining.
It's only 96 minutes long?
No. I think that was the last one.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you the length. I'm not afraid. 117 minutes.
Jesus. And I just...
I'm just going to give the prizes to Dave real quick.
Sure. Luke Wilson is in it.
Don't make me lose this purse. Still has a tag.
You really wanted to win that purse tonight.
Well, I'm going to say...
In the contents.
Princess, colon, fight of a lifetime.
This one was a real good mislead, as it turns out, because the title of the movie is 310 to Yuma. And, of course, there's a colon in the 310.
The time!
Yeah!
So it's Christian Bale and...
Yeah, Peter Fonda, Ben Foster, Gretchen Moore, and Russell Crowe, yeah, yeah.
Shitballs.
Congratulations to Dave!
And one more round of applause for Sean Colin, everybody. What is it, Mike? Throw a cupcake into the crowd. Just toss it gently. You guys want a cupcake?
Yeah.
There you go. Here, there's a nice toss. Hey! Oh! Did it make a mess? Oh, there was another one. Hey!
Cupcake.
Oh! There's a G in your face. Oh, wow. That was... violent. Try to get one way back there. It's a low ceiling. It's not going to be easy. People love listening to this. Pelting the audience with, that was it?
It was like,
throw the box at him.
Oh, he really did it. And Dave caught it because he's huge. Nothing gets past Dave's. Thank you guys so much for coming, and thank you to Angela for the cupcakes.
And as always, Rob Ford is a shithead.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host, Matt Belknap, and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies, you get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we've had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Keeper.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.